We want to welcome Saad Mohseni onto the program. You may remember his voice. He's the director of the Mobi Group, which is the largest media organization in Afghanistan, radio and television channels, as well as print and online news outlets. He's on the line from Kabul Airport. Saad, first of all, Happy New Year to you and good morning.
Happy New Year to you too, and good evening from Kabul.
Indeed, good evening from Kabul. What has 2010 meant? We're asking so many voices from the program from 2010 what they think was the most important development in their place in the world of in 2010 and what they're looking forward to in 2011. What would you say?
Well, I think on the positive side, we could say that this was a year that we saw the international community cement its commitment to Afghanistan for at least another 3 to 4 years. And I think at the beginning of the year, you know, we were all very fearful that the internationals were going to cut and run. But I think this renewed commitment is a positive. On the negative side, I think, there have been a whole host of lost opportunities, namely from the Afghan government side, where issues relating to governance, to development of the country, dealing with corruption, holding individuals accountable, none of these things really eventuated. And I think that, again, this is seen by most Afghans as another lost opportunity.
And would you say that there's a clock ticking among Afghans in terms of when their patience runs out? And is that clock likely to go off in 2011? Or do we have longer than a year to wait for this commitment to bear some fruit?
Well, I think that, you know, we often say, you know, no matter what the U.S. government, the international forces do in Afghanistan, for the efforts to be sustained, they need a viable partner in the Afghan government, and I think that one could argue that it's very naive to believe that what the U.S. is doing in the South, in particular after the surge, can benefit Afghanistan longer term.
So
I think that the Afghans are getting impatient, but the Afghans also realize that the world is losing patience.
And what can Afghans do to improve the governance of their own government in 2011?
Well, I think the Afghans can be allowed to have a say. And I think that, you know, we look at the structure in Afghanistan. The central government is very strong. It appoints district chiefs, governors, district police. So local communities have little say in their day-to-day affairs. So devolving power to local authorities, allowing communities to take ownership of issues is probably, you know, one thing that should be considered by all involved.
Is that the best sort of rivalry strategy to shut out the Taliban from having its own sort of local influence in such places?
Well, that, you know, all politics is local. So I think that even when you see the Taliban reemerging as a force in some parts of the country, and I have to add, in some parts of the country, it's because they're in touch in terms of the local needs. They understand local communities, and they understand that their messages will resonate with their respective communities.
Right.
But I think that in a country like Afghanistan, where, you know, it's so diverse, with so many different interests, it's probably and so many different demands and needs, a decentralized approach is probably one thing to seriously consider in the next 12 months.
All politics is local, especially in Afghanistan. A takeaway from Saad Mohseni, director of the Mobi Media Group, the largest media organization in Afghanistan. Happy New Year, Saad.
Same to you. Thank you.